Okay, this is irritating. Good morning. It is Tuesday, March the 21st, 2017. Oh, what time is it? It's 7:30. And this is particularly irritating. Somewhere I have lost my headset, the wired headset that I record with, the one with the bulldog clip and the high density foam on it, and the little black zippered pouch that it goes in. It's not in my, well, it wasn't in my pocket this morning, and I didn't notice it until I had already left the house. I went back to find it and couldn't. It's not, I didn't drop it anywhere in my path this morning. I had it yesterday when I finished my walk. Don't have it now, and I don't know where it is. So I tried to use my Bluetooth headset, the wireless one, obviously Bluetooth, but it doesn't, this thing does not want to record with the Bluetooth headset, which was one of the problems I had with it before, which I find extremely tedious. So I'm holding, this is going to be a little bit short because I started a little bit late. So I'm holding the phone up while I walk. The audio quality is not going to be great, but it will be a file. So yeah, I'm starting the day off with a foot in each camp. On the one hand, I've already got the review written for tomorrow. I wrote that first thing this morning when I got up, before I was even awake, really. I probably should go check and make sure it's actually posted and scheduled for tomorrow morning. And I got out before sunrise so I could get a little bonus picture of sunrise this morning. It's quite a lovely morning. And yet, missing my Zags. I really like those earbuds. They had a flat ribbon that, the advertising was the flat ribbon would keep it from being tangled. And while it didn't do 100%, it really made a big difference from the round cable. And I really liked the Zags. The cable was a little bit heavier. I had that piece of foam that I could use in the microphone for a windshield. And now I've got a problem because I don't have any more high density foam. And the only place I found it is at Michael's. But I can't buy a scrap. I have to buy a cushion sized piece of high density foam. And while, you know, it's like, I don't know, $6, $12, something like that. It's not like it's going to break the bank. I need a piece that's about an inch on each side. I don't need a piece that's the size of a dining room table. I may have to wind up buying it anyway. So I'm trying to find the Zags at Best Buy, which is where I got them in the first place. And as I'm walking along doing a search for the Zags on my phone, I discover that they are no longer carried at Best Buy. I might be able to order a pair from Amazon. I'll have to wait and see when I get home. It may be that they fell out in the car. So when I get back, when I can start rummaging around seriously and go out to the car, I can look in the car to see if they fell out in my seat or on the floor of the car or something like that, which is not unusual. I wore the parka I'm trying to think of when I wore the parka around last night, yesterday. And it was a warm day, so I didn't wear it very often. And because I can't remember very well, because my ADHD is being particularly difficult, I always try to put stuff back in the same place where they belong. Everything has its place. And my earbuds go in the right-hand pocket of my parka until I switch over and start wearing my windbreaker, in which case those are in the right-hand pocket of my windbreaker, but they're not there. So last night, where did I wear my parka? I wore it to Target to pick up the kid from work. And if the earbuds fell out in Target, they're gone. And I may be able to find them on the Target parking lot. If they're not in the car. But I have a suspicion that they're pretty much history at this point. And so I'm reduced to walking along, holding up the phone, talking to the phone. Every time I turn my head, I'm aware that sound levels are going to be different. It's not exactly comfortable. So yeah, today is not one of my favorite days. And it started out so well, too. I was very much getting into the groove, only to have it tossed aside. The challenge will be, can I overcome this? Can I get this behind me? Or am I going to be distracted by it for the rest of the day? No, I can go to Best Buy. I've got to go actually over to Target, which is right next door to Best Buy, very shortly to take the kid to work. And she goes in at 11. Monk Post. Say it with me. So I've got to go over there. It's only a matter of throwing money at it. And it's not a great deal of money, it's just the reality of, now I've got to figure out a new windscreen, I've got to figure out a new, probably have to figure out a new dynamic, a new wiring scheme. I lost the bulldog clip, I lost my little tiny bulldog clip that I used to clip the microphone to the visor of my cap. It's tedious. And it's at a point where yesterday's ADHD flare-up was staggering. It was unbelievable. It was like having bees in my head. Everything sort of buzzed. Everything sort of hissed and crackled. It was like having tinnitus in my head instead of in my ears. It was a constant low-level brain buzz where everything was distracting. My therapist was quite... I won't say concerned or amused or... I had therapy yesterday morning and distracted by everything in the room. Because of daylight savings time, her clock was just slightly off vertical. And my eye kept getting drawn to it because it was just, I'm not OCD. It was just slightly off vertical. And I might not have noticed, I might have just chalked it up to the angle I was looking at it, but there was just a big mounted poster right beside it. And so the line between 12 and 6, the vertical line between 12 and 6, didn't run parallel to the edge of that painting, that poster. It was irritating. It was distracting in the extreme. And then I thought we had an earthquake, because one of the lampshades in her office is apparently one of these sort of loosely attached lampshades. It's on a pole lamp, and it started swinging. Just a little bit of tremble, back and forth. And we've had a couple of earthquakes here in Greeley the last few days. Very low level. You probably wouldn't notice them unless you were just waiting for them to happen. Or had some external signal, like a trembling lampshade. Now, I'm used to earthquakes because I had earthquakes a lot in Kodiak. So I'm used to having things start to shake, to having these sort of odd, uneasy shipboard wavering of the floor. And it holds no terror for me. It's not anything I'm particularly concerned with, but it's something that's rare here, so worthy of note. So I was distracted by that. I was distracted by everything. And the more distracted I got, the more agitated I became. And it just got worse and worse and worse through the day. So I suppose it's not too terrible. It's not too surprising that I've lost my earbuds. It's just one more damn thing. And I'm inordinately distressed about it, which is why I'm taking the extraordinary action to hold a phone and record while I walk, rather than just walk without recording, which was my original go-to. But this works. It's not comfortable, it's not ideal, but it lets me talk through this, and maybe I'll be able to put it behind me. I need to work on my focus meditation. I need to work on my meditation period today. I got my stone. I know what I'm supposed to do with it. I haven't done it, but I've set it up. I've set up a stone on the back of a white 4x6 card. I have several packs of these left over from when the kids were in school. So I have a white 4x6 card with a little pebble, it's not even an inch across, sitting in the middle of it. It's almost like a little paperback Zen garden with the pebble and the white card, and it's something for me to focus on. And I'm supposed to focus on it for 10 or 15 seconds and then look away, and then focus on it for 10 or 15 seconds and look away. And not just look at it, not stare at it, which is the norm, the normal kind of idea. The idea is to have a soft focus, to have it in my field of view, but not necessarily examining it, not necessarily looking at it, just having it there and what Andy calls a soft focus. So here I am, going to walk up beside the park. There's just one band of clouds up there right at the moment, and the sun has gone behind it, so it's very diffuse light here today. Grass is greening up nicely. Trees are budding up. Willows turning green rather than yellow. Except for the dead one, which is still dead. Which is too bad, because having those two willows there is really quite... Oh, there's a third one over there. So that was a sapling. That one looks dead too. I wonder if I got too much water. It's in the lowest part. Might have gotten too much water and drowned. Oh, here are the big... The big crab apples budding up. Oh, they're blossomed. Little tiny blossoms. That's pretty sharp. So we have my challenges cut out for me today. I really need to get some words down. I really need to get my writing blocks satisfied. I really need to get the story moving. Today's Tuesday. I'm supposed to start Novelrama on Friday. And I feel singularly unprepared for it. But anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, we'll go better than today has.